Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not. I'm
real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
In about a week, that's going to be true. Jeez. 7 days and I'll be on the 40 Club. Guess What They Said. Every Mondays and Friday nights here on the Bart Winkler Show. On Mondays, we get you the audio of the day / weekend. And Bart will attempt to guess what they said. Typically, these are post-game, pre-game. These are interesting comments across the sports world. I will make these as generic as possible in terms of their description. And Bart Winkler will do his best to put on the BS translator and accurately guess what they said. We will play five cuts. We will be a winner. There will be a loser. The loser sometimes is Bart, but the winner is always you, especially on Listener Appreciation Week. Nothing special about this Guess What They Said, though. It's still Guess What They Said. And we start Guess What They Said, Bart. Let's start with Cooper Flagg. He is the number one overall pick for the Dallas Mavericks. He made his NBA Summer League debut a couple of nights ago.
See the big Summer League news tonight? Bronny James, 17 points.
How about it? In fact, it was Cooper Flagg versus Bronny James in that first game of the Mavericks and the Lakers, where Cooper Flagg made his NBA professional debut. So good for everybody involved. But obviously, Cooper Flagg has got the pressure of a franchise on his shoulders, being a number one overall pick. So I want you to guess what he said on dealing with the hype of being a number one overall pick. This one is 15 seconds long. Guess what Cooper Flagg had to say.
You just try to not let it affect you. You know, there's a lot of people that want to see you play, but you just got to put yourself in good situations and just be with the guys and just not really think about it. You're just trying to go out there and play basketball at the end of the day is all we're trying to do is play basketball. And the expectations are fun, but you just got to stay focused on the task at hand.
I think just trusting myself. You know, I've been through all this before. You know, same thing going into college. Same expectations, same people talking about you. So it's just trusting the work, trusting, you know, all those hours. Just knowing, you know, what I can do and just getting to the same stuff that I've been doing.
And that's what we call in the business a layup. Typically, the first cuts of Guess What They Said are meant to ease Bart into the game. You are 1-0 to start this edition of Guess What They Said. All right, let's go to a little bit of college football here. Here is Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly, you might know him. He's had a couple of stops in college. He was the former head coach for LSU, where he had a couple of struggles in terms of, starting with a good lead, usually going 0-3 in opening games. He also coached Notre Dame before. So I want you to guess what I want you to guess what LSU head coach Brian Kelly had to say on how important it is to perform well in the opening game of a season. Now, this one is 21 seconds long. The LSU will be facing the Clemson Tigers in week one of the college football season for them. Guess what Brian Kelly had to say?
Could you just kind of set that one up again for me, please?
Sure. I bet you were caught looking at your mentions.
I came across something about AI.
Oh, I that's your favorite subject. I would love to know about that during the break. Brian Kelly, head coach LSU. Back when he was in coaching at Notre Dame, he traditionally got off to a slow start, 0-3 in a couple of opening games that he had there with the Fighting Irish. So I want you to guess on how important it is to perform well at the opening game of the season. Again, LSU will be playing Clemson. Big game right off the gates for college football playoffs. Guess what Brian Kelly had to say?
Actually, I was looking at pictures of Eve.
Oh, yeah.
From Superman?
Jimmy Olsen could never.
You know, it's very important. You want to make sure that you get your season started off right. And we know what kind of team is that we're going to be playing. But it's the excitement of that week one.
It's and, a great night to be a Tiger.
And you got to come out there because it's college football. You know, not a lot of people been losing these week one games. Don't rebound. You got to get them starting the right track. And guys, to get all the work. We did that summer. We don't got a lot of time. We got to get that work in.
I'm here with my family.
We open up with a great program in Clemson. We needed to do some things differently this year. And that is embrace this opener. And embracing it in a manner that this is a big game. And it's a tangible goal for our football team to want to be 1-0. We want to be ready for this football game.
All right. So you got the meat and potatoes correct, but I'm still going to give you the buzzer. Because your accent was just as bad as Brian Kelly forcing a Southern accent as well. I don't know too much about that.
I think a good simple boy, I reckon you might give me that point there, man.
You sound like Boomhauer from King of the Hill. So we're not going to do that. I wish I could dock you 20 points, but it doesn't really work like that. So we're just going to go 1-1. All right, let's go to the home run derby. Let's go baseball the whole way here. I want you to guess what Jazz Chisholm had to say on his home run derby performance. Now, he didn't do all that well. I believe, if I'm accurate, 3 home runs was the final counter for his appearance. It's not what you want. Again, there was one point in the the point in the home run derby where while he's trying to do his thing, the camera pans to Aaron Judge and Carlos Rodon and the other Yankee All-Stars, and they're like clowning them. They're like laughing, like, ugh, glad that's not us. So not exactly what you want for Jazz, but, you know, this isn't an easy event. You know, you don't just come off of the street and, you know, try to change your entire approach. So I want you to guess what he had to say about his home run derby performance. This one's 17 seconds long. Guess what Jazz Chisholm had to say.
Well, he's either going to be bummed about it or he's just going to be like... I think he probably took it in stride, no? Hey, I'm just happy to be here, you know? It's a fun time in the home run derby. You know, all these guys watching me playing. It's just a great week. Hang with the guys. You dream about this as a kid. Ah, you know. Yeah, we'll you know, something to remember and laugh about. Ha-ha.
If I got more than 20 homers by the half next year, I'd do it again. And I actually try to hit homers every swing. And so, you know, trying to keep my swing. No, it's not that I wasn't trying to hit homers. I was trying to keep my swing and hit homers instead of just trying to hit everything in the air. I was trying to keep my line drive swing and hit homers. But, you know, it gets better.
All right, and here's why you're going to get the point. Because even though you got all the context completely wrong, you got the spirit of the – I don't want to say the spirit of the clip. You got the whole – the premise of the clip, so you he brushed it off. He wasn't hard on himself. It was very loose, a jovial mood, even if you will. So 2-1, good for you to get back on track here. And
I don't even know what to think about your judging tonight. It's all over the board.
Well, would you agree you'd still be 2-1 regardless of how I scored the clip so far?
I'm not sure I got any right yet.
Okay, so then you're 0-3. Just like the game.
I don't question you as the judge.
You know what? Fine, I'll throw this out here on a swivel to see what happens. Listener Appreciation Week, right? You think I suck as a judge? Let's get one of these callers to step up. They can judge you on Friday. If you are following the show avidly, you know, guess what they said? It's your favorite program, your favorite segment, and you can reach out to me, and I think you're coherent and not drunk, which is probably the number one precursor to this. I will let you judge. Guess what they said on Friday. Just like you get your questions to me on Instagram or on Twitter, let me know what your questions are. If you want to be consideration for the judge for guess what they said on Friday, you hit me up. If you all suck, I still do it. But I'm tired of this nonsense from Bart. You think you can judge better than me? I want to see it. So you got 4 days to pick it up, people. You're 2-1. Let's go to the next clip here. And this one's right up your alley. Let's go to National League manager Dave Roberts. I want you to guess what he had to say about the Brewers' young rookie Jacob Mizorowski being on the All-Star team. Now, Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, awesome! Has only five starts, and only four of them were pretty awesome, but five starts, he breaks Paul Skeens' rookie record of getting to the All-Star game. Fewest appearances, or whatever have you. He's going to get in. This audio is 10 seconds long. Guess what Dave Roberts had to say about your boy, Jacob the Miz.
I mean, we saw him pitch against us. He looked like an all-star to me. You know, it's not his fault that he got in the game, and it's an attraction. People are going to want to see it. They're going to see what we saw last Tuesday, and they're going to be entertained.
It's going to be electric, so the fans, the media, you're going to love it. So for me, it's an easy answer because if it brings excitement, attention to our game, then I'm all about it.
Yeah, what was he going to do? Was he going to dog him? I mean, it's pretty pretty self-explanatory. Good for Mizorowski. Good for Brewers fans. Good for you. Good for baseball. If you got a problem with this, you absolutely suck. That is a 3-1 score right there. So technically, Bart will win the game, but I don't like his attitude, so we're going to pretend this clip is going to count for two. He can either really stick the landing or he can lose right here. And I want you to guess what Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, had to say on the role of the umpire with automatic balls and strikes on the horizon. Now, this one's 20 seconds long, and it's courtesy of the Pat McAfee Show because ESPN's forcing us to watch Pat McAfee. Guess what Rob Manfred had to say on the role of the umpire going forward.
We're always going to have use for them in our game. It's just a modern evolvement of how can we get the best out of the situation and make it as good for everybody that we're trying to do this sport for. We want to, at the end of the day, get these things right, and it's just a part of the process and trying to see how that moves ahead going forward.
I never call the automated strike zone system robot umpires because one of the things we really do want to preserve is the role of the umpire in the game. And, you know, the way the system is designed, he gets the call, he makes the call just like he does today. That's his role, you know, that's what he's doing out there.
Well, I don't like your attitude, but a win's a win, so. That's Guess What They Said.